Set your alarm clock. There's a solar eclipse happening early tomorrow morning. It won't be a total eclipse like the one that captivated the world in 2017. This one's an annular eclipse, when the moon will pass in front of the sun and appear to some lucky viewers on Earth as a giant ring of fire. And you know Kelly Beatty will be watching. He's senior editor of Sky and Telescope. Kelly, always great to talk to you about astronomy. Thanks for joining us.
A pleasure, Peter.
And what is going to happen exactly early Thursday morning with this eclipse?
You know, the moon is going to be passing directly in front of the sun as seen from Earth. Now, ordinarily, we think that will create a total solar eclipse where the sun is completely blotted out. But the moon's actually farther than average from Earth in its orbit. And so it doesn't quite cover the sun, even though it's going right across it. And so for a lucky few that are along the path of this event, what they'll see left in the sky after sunrise is a ring of sun in the sky, or an annulus, which is where the word came from.
And that's why they call it a ring of fire eclipse. So who will see it in its entirety?
This path begins at sunrise in southern Canada, just north of the Great Lakes, moves to the northeast across Hudson Bay, clips the corner of Greenland, heads toward the North Pole, and ends up in northern Siberia. That's not exactly, you know, Main Street USA. I did a rough calculation of how many people, weather, you know, allowing, would actually see this annular eclipse, and it's something like 20,000. Not exactly, you know, a mainstream event for us in the United States.
Well, what a bummer. Will anyone here see anything of note?
Oh, yes. So for a large chunk of the Northeast, we can see a partial solar eclipse. And the farther to the north and east you are, the more you'll see. The people who will see anything at all are northeast of a line from, say, North Dakota down through the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. And then from about, what you'd consider the Northeast, New York and New England and the sure. Maritimes in Canada – the maximum of the eclipse will occur after sunrise, which is great because for them, up to about 75 or 80% of the sun will be covered. It will be this freaky crescent sun hanging low in the northeast sky after sunrise.
That's pretty cool. So how early will those people have to wake up?
Here in the Boston area, for example, sunrise is at about 5:10. So for the northeast, the sun will rise literally with one point of a crescent, like a shark fin coming up above the horizon. Mm. It will be really incredible for people who have an absolutely clear view to their northeast. If trees or buildings are in the way, you know, you need to find someplace better. And then as it rises, the moon will move more and more completely across the sun until about this 80% point at which it will start receding. It's not a quick event. Solar eclipses, like lunar eclipses, actually take about 3 hours from start to finish. And we happen to be catching this one near its climax, at least for those in the Northeast.
Well, it sounds fun, but a lot of people are not going to be able to see it, most likely because of where they live, but also because it's just going to be so darn early in the morning. But I understand you are definitely going to see this, and you've taken great, great pains to figure it out.
Right, Peter. So the prospects, even where it's visible in Canada, are pretty poor. The weather prospects are pretty poor. And so 2 years ago, I started planning to get away from all of that, or actually above all of that, by chartering a Delta commercial jet that will leave Minneapolis, fly over southern Canada, and there'll be about three dozen of us aboard, and we will literally see the annular eclipse from 38,000 feet. It's really the only way to guarantee seeing this annular eclipse, especially so because I didn't know this when I started planning. This was pre-COVID. The Canadian border is still blocked for entry. And so in a lot of ways, this is the only game in town.
And the advice always is, don't look directly at the eclipse.
Don't ever look at the sun directly with your eye. Even at sunrise, when you think it's safe, you know, there's infrared light coming through that can really do a number on your eyes, creating either temporary or permanent damage to your retinas. So, you know, you can go to our website, skyandtelescope.org, not only for advice on where and when and how best to see and maybe even photograph the eclipse, but how to view it safely. One of the cool things I like doing is just taking my fingers and crossing them crisscross and letting the little holes between them cast little images of the sun on like a wall. And that's a great way to see it safely.
Kelly Beatty, senior editor of Sky and Telescope, thank you so much. Good luck on your journey. That was fun.
Thank you very much, Peter.